Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Russian-Ukraine situation, which continues to just get worse. Rather than just letting people in eastern Ukraine decide for themselves who they want to associate with, and ostensibly they voted to associate with Russia. Now, of course, you can say the election was a sham if you want to, but the fact is the people that live in that area are largely Russian-speaking. Many of those families migrated there from Russia. They
what about the people who want to vote for not having any government in their lives? Because, well, you know, you got some of those out. There's people like us over there somewhere, too.
I think they should also be respected. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, there aren't enough of people like us.
There should be more of those people.
In order to make an impact. And that's why, of course, the Free State Project exists, to attract people. In fact, we have people who've moved here from Russia.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, to achieve more freedom. I don't know if we have Ukrainians. I've not met them.
No, we should get some, though.
We may. Some people have family in Ukraine, so. The Free State Project is a migration of liberty-loving people from all around the planet to come to New Hampshire, to where maybe we will have enough people who love liberty that we actually can make some sort of progress. And look, when New Hampshire has its vote to leave the United States, there's going to be the exact same claims going on here. There are going to be people who will say, and probably government people, who will say, oh, that vote wasn't legitimate.
Of course.
Even though it will have been carried out underneath the normal New Hampshire voting procedures, and nothing will have changed here as far as how the votes work in New Hampshire. But they'll still just blow it off, and they'll say, oh, you can't leave. That's not a legitimate vote. It's illegal.
But then we can just shout conspiracy theorist and fascist at them and, you know.
No, and that's the thing. If there really are a lot of people in these areas, and same thing's true in New Hampshire, if there's a lot of people in New Hampshire who truly want to leave the United States, then it's going to happen. And it's not going to make the people happy who want to stay. And so that does, it's frustrating for those folks because now they find themselves in a difficult situation. It's like, well, this is the place you live. You have a house here or whatever. You're comfortable. You've friends. You've got a job. But the political scene is changing underneath your feet. Are you going to stay, or are you going to use this as your excuse to leave? Because that's what the Ukrainian government goons were telling their people in the now Russian territories. They were saying, we think you should leave. And they still can, supposedly. Now, the propaganda says that, well, Russia won't let them leave. Although Russia has been saying, if you guys want to leave, it's fine. You can leave. It's no problem. Take off, whatever. So who knows what the truth is? We have no idea what it's actually like on the ground there. But it seems plausible to me that a majority of the people in these areas would want to be part of Russia. It just makes sense. And so that's the direction that Putin is taking things. That's the direction this is going. And will that result in more conflict? Will it result in escalated conflict now that Russia believes that these are their country now instead of just parts of Ukraine? Now they're parts of Russia. Will they defend them with more troops, more vociferously, more violently? That is, you know, that's we're going to see that within the next, I don't know, it could be as soon as the next few weeks.
Yep.
So that's one thing that we're looking at here tonight. If you want to weigh in, of course, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. At the same time, the Western governments are making things worse. Now, the EU is cranking out some more sanctions against the Russian people to make life more difficult for them. Because, you know, for whatever reason, people think that if you punish the people of a particular landmass, that somehow that's going to hurt the government. And
it's not the people may calling these shots.
No.
You know, they're going to starve to death for decisions that the government's making.
A lot of these people are against war. A lot of them. There have been anti-war protests in Russia.
That's great.
Over what's been going on. But now they're all being punished by these European and American sanctions. And then, of course, there's these corporations that are just enforcing this stuff without any kind of mandates whatsoever. They're just showing, they're signaling to the governments, the Western governments, that, hey, we are on your side, and then pulling out of the country or banning Russians from doing things. So, for instance, if you're a Russian, you can't have monetization on a YouTube channel anymore.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, why not?
They don't want to help anyone in Russia anymore. They might even be banning Russian YouTube channels. I know they kicked RT off of the platform some number of months ago. I don't know about the smaller channels, but I know for sure they've been demonetized. So you can't make any money as a Russian on YouTube.
Everybody on Earth's got to get away from these big platforms. They suck, all of them.
RT reporting also that the EU has now imposed a sweeping ban on providing cryptocurrency services to Russians as part of its eighth round of sanctions that were approved today. The new measure steps up restrictions that have been in place since April. Quote, the existing prohibitions on crypto assets have been tightened by banning all crypto asset wallets, accounts, or custody services, irrespective of the amount of the wallet, which was previously limited to 10,000 euro. Now it's zero, according to the press release published on the European Commission's website.
I actually wonder if this isn't... I have a conspiracy theory that the whole cryptocurrency thing is the impetus for a lot of the government divide-and-conquer tactics we're seeing worldwide, even here in the United States, maybe especially here in the United States, and the wars that we're seeing, and just the strife and the terrorist attacks.
You think crypto's the impetus behind it?
Crypto, yeah, the existence of crypto may be the impetus behind it. I'm wondering if governments aren't reacting and creating all this hubbub everywhere so that they can bring in draconian restrictions that not necessarily won't work when crypto's free of being of control.
Well, war is the health of the state.
War is the health of the state.
So what you're saying is they're using the war situation as an excuse to restrict cryptocurrency,
buckle down
even
and, yeah,
more.
Yep.
Could be. I mean, at the very least, they are telling custody services, accounts, crypto asset wallets that they're not to do business with Russians. Now, of course, if it's a non-custodial wallet, and we should explain briefly what that is. Can you explain that?
Sure. A non-custodial wallet is a wallet that you have in your possession. It's your wallet. Nobody else has access to it. Whereas the opposite of that would be a custodial wallet, which is something like Coinbase or, you know, who else? Kraken and PayPal. They all have an account that you can have there, but you don't ever actually have the crypto in your possession.
Right.
It's at the website. You know, a custodial wallet.
Which means they can freeze it.
They can freeze it. You shut it down. They can do whatever they want to it. Yeah, send it to the government. You don't actually have it in your hand. You don't own it. So a non-custodial wallet, nobody's in custody of it except for you.
Right.
So have a non-custodial wallet.
So the question is, what will the non-custodial wallet companies do who are located in Europe?
That'll be an interesting thing, too. I mean, we already saw what happened with the one where the Canadian truckers, right? They were getting Bitcoin donations, and that Canadian judge said to the wallet company, we want a list of your customers, and we want you to freeze those accounts.
Right.
And they wrote that hilarious letter back to the judge saying that.
This isn't told to pound sand.
You clown. Yeah. We can't do that. It's literally impossible. Right. It's the purpose of this whole thing. And when the currency goes belly up, we'll be here to serve you, too.
Yeah, I do find myself wondering that if there are non-custodial wallet companies that are obedient-minded, because that company obviously is of our belief system.
Cool, let's have more of those.
I don't remember what company it was, though, sadly. But if there are some wallet companies that have bases of operations in Europe, they better be ready to, you know, defend this in court if they don't implement some sort of IP range blocking or something like that. Because even though it's non-custodial in that they don't have control over the assets, they could still put some sort of programming in place that tries to identify the location of the user and says, oh, you're in the Russian Federation. Sorry, we can't let you into your wallet today. I mean, that would be the most that they could do.
Yeah.
I hope that they don't do that.
Well, here's your VPN.
Well, right. That would be the solution in that case. I hope more people are learning about VPNs as a result of these situations.
I'm a computer idiot, and I know what a VPN is. So, I mean.
But the takeaway here is if you aren't already on, and it doesn't matter if you're in Russia, okay, don't think that just, oh, I'm not in Russia, so this doesn't matter. But this is a warning to everybody out there that if you have any kind of cryptocurrency on a centralized exchange.
Get it out of there.
You should get it out of there and get it into your own wallet that you have total control over.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join the show and bring up whatever you want. Ian and Matt in the studio tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Our friend and co-host Mark Edge is going to be speaking at the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime is what it's called. It's happening in a couple weeks from now, actually, October 21st through the 23rd, kicking off in the city of Prague. They're going to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. You can still get the Free Talk Live discount of 20% on the tickets, although the price went up since the early bird discount expired over the weekend. But you can still get them over at lifetimeliberty.com. Use code FTL20 to get that 20% discount, and you'll be able to see Mark in Prague October 21st through the 23rd. As we continue here, we've got more of your calls and thoughts. First, let's go to Jack in Washington State. Jack, you're on with Ian and Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I brought this up before, but I've seen better footage of the Civil War from, 1864 and whatever.
I don't think they had video cameras back then.
Well, they had pictures. World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Korea, this Ukraine, Russia thing, even back when the first Bush attacked Saddam Hussein. Remember those on CNN? You see all the missiles hitting the city.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I can't find any of that on this.
Yeah, you would think with all of the cameras that exist on the planet now, where everyone with a phone in their pocket, and that's most everyone these days, that everybody has a camera on them, you think you would see some wild action footage of this conflict going on in Ukraine.
And all I've seen, I saw one video of a tank discharging its main gun at five guys standing around, literally blew them to pieces.
Oof.
And I saw another one, a few different drone footages of drones dropping grenades on unsuspecting personnel.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen a whole lot of cell phone footage coming out from regular schmoes on the street. There's not much of that video out there.
That's true. I have seen some footage that RT posts that comes directly from the Russian military of showing what their operations look like. But from average folks, it just hasn't been happening at all. Of course, you also have to question when the footage was created. Some of this stuff that's being passed around comes from as far back as, 2014.
Right.
For instance.
Yep.
So it's hard to really know what's for real and what's not.
It is. And everybody's playing a public information campaign, too. It's very important.
Jack, anything else you want to share?
What I'm just saying, bombs and missiles tend to light up at night, I haven't seen any of the Russian missiles hitting Ukraine at night. Makes no sense.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jack. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Jamie in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, yeah. I heard they're taking money out of the police force.
You heard they're taking money out of it?
Yeah, I heard on some radio station.
Like they're defunding the police?
I think so, but they're just saying that they're taking money out of the police force.
Which police?
Some state. I forgot what state it was.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic for that state. Good news. High five. Let's have more of that.
If that's true, then that is good news, because the less money that they have, the less damage they can do to peaceful people's lives. I'm skeptical that that's actually happening.
Yeah, you don't usually see that.
Because it seems like both the Republicans and the Democrats, they just want to keep funding the police state because they know they need the cops. Because they want the police to do their dirty work, like arresting people for marijuana possession and things like that, and arresting college students for having an open container and doing revenue generation from people going a little bit faster than the speed limit. Crap like that. That's the stuff they spend their time doing all day and all night.
I get all that except for the marijuana part. They should make marijuana legal.
They should make it legal?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should, because it's 100%. The only thing that doesn't hurt you. It makes it stupid.
But you think that the police should go around arresting people for open container?
If they're driving, drinking and driving.
No, I'm talking about open container. That's where you're just walking.
Oh. No, that's messed up.
Yeah, they do that too. And do you think that they should ticket people for speeding and, you know, do a bunch of fundraising on that?
Well, yeah, if you're speeding, going over the speed limit, yeah.
Why?
You can get wrecked.
You could.
You could. That's true.
Yeah, it's funny. I was...
Everybody speeds. I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't.
I was thinking of this earlier. I was in Syracuse, New York a couple years ago, and I was there was a wildlife officer, right? And they have a lot of power in New York, the wildlife officers. They're higher than a state trooper. And this guy was doing about 85 miles an hour on Route 81. So I got right up behind him, and I was doing 85 miles an hour. I was pacing him out.
Okay.
And he got real mad.
Really?
And he ripped it over to the side of the road, and he put on his lights, and he pulled me over. I pulled over right in front of him, and I had New Hampshire plates. But I'm from Central New York originally, so that's my turf. I know where I'm going.
Right.
And I know how fast everybody drives there, typically. But he was flying. So I said, you know, I'm going to mess with this guy. I'm going to fly, too. And he came up to my window being a parent figure at me. He's wagging his, who do you think you are? I was like, I'm the guy that was pacing you. Exactly. You're doing 85 miles an hour. I'm going to do 85 miles an hour. Well, how dare you? And I'm like, well, I'm just doing what you're doing. It must be legal if you're doing it. And he did not like any of this. And I said, let's be real. You pulled me over because you felt slighted to begin with. And I have New Hampshire plates. And I got news for you, buddy. I'm from upstate New York, just like you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stand on that ground and die right here. And he got so mad at me for doing the exact same thing that he was doing.
Listen, son, when I do it, it's legal.
It's legal. It's okay. And he was doing everything in his power not to say that. You could tell he wanted to blurt that out. But a lot of these guys know how that sounds. They know they're wrong when they're doing stuff. Or the thing is, I don't think he really was wrong. Him driving 85 wasn't putting anybody in danger. And me driving.
Snowing, right?
No, it was fine. It was overcast, but dry as a bone, pavement, 65 degrees. And I wasn't putting anybody in danger by driving 85 either. We were, you know, I was 9-10 car lengths back from him. You're supposed to be a car length for every 10 miles per hour, right? So I was well off his butt. And
so did he give you a ticket?
No.
What did he
do? He stormed off. He got super angry and stormed off.
Really?
Yep.
You didn't get video, though.
I didn't get video.
Oh, man. Would have been a good video.
Yeah, when you mess with cops, you generally ought to have a camera rolling, just FYI. But
you never know what they're going to do.
Yeah, you never know what they're going
to
do.
Thank you, Jamie, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. See, the thing is, speeding is a victimless crime.
Yeah. It's not a crime. There's no such thing as a victimless crime. It's just not a crime.
Right, yeah. Unless there's a victim, it's not a crime. That's a great point. But speeding is just a prohibition. That's all it is. Just, oh, well, you know, we said you can't do this, even though it might be completely safe for you to do this, even though you weren't driving poorly, you weren't weaving, you weren't cutting people off.
Nah, it wasn't. Nobody's drinking and driving or anything like that.
So, no, it's just straight up revenue generation. Yeah. That's all these things are. And that's true of things like the open container and all that. So it's all revenue generation.
Yep.
The number is 603-283-6160. This is not, they're not servants. Because a servant, you wouldn't hire a servant to oppress you in that way. So they're not
they also wouldn't paint their cars all black so you can't find them anywhere. They paint them bright yellow or something.
More coming up here in a moment. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is increasing food stamp benefits in response to rising inflation.
Monthly SNAP allowances are going up by 12.5%. That's about $100 per month for a family of four. The price of oil is expected to jump after OPEC Plus announced they plan to reduce production of oil by 2 million barrels a day. On board Air Force One, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese shares one thing the administration thinks will bring prices down.
What we believe needs to happen, consistent with market principles, is that the energy companies need to reduce retail prices to reflect the price that they're paying for the wholesale gas.
Republicans argue that oil companies are not price gouging and the Biden administration needs to ramp up domestic oil production. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Matt.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can support the show as Nathan has done. Nathan is a Free Talk Live member of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do for $5 a month, which is what Nathan has done, and help us get the word out about freedom to more people. So if you appreciate the work that we do and you want to help us, then just join the AMPS program. You get some perks. You'll get, like, access, for instance, to the special RSS feed that Patreon provides that gives you access to the full radio show archives minus the recorded commercials. So you just get all the content all at once. And you can easily do that by signing up at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. PB is calling us from California. Go ahead, PB. What's on your mind?
Okay, first of all, I want to say this is all satire, wink, wink.
Okay.
Basically, okay, I've been kind of living my life doing everything I can to avoid the state and being tracked. I don't do anything in my birth name. Even my driver's license is in another name. It started when I was in college. I forged transcripts. I did things in another name. I was able to play as. Like, I'm actually glad I got hurt, because I got hurt, so I never got to have to go through the whole clearinghouse thing with the NCAA. I played in junior college. I didn't get caught through junior college. And then, well, basically, I've been living, I'm 32 now, so I've been doing this all my life. I even have a degree in another name.
Nice.
Wow, and, dude.
Impressive.
Yeah. And, well, and I'm the thing is, like, I've just been doing it so long that I'm ready to give up, and I just can't do it anymore. It's affected relationships. My daughter's mom and I, like, my daughter's mom pretty much, like, she knows the whole thing, and she kind of flipped out on me, and then that's why we split up, and, you know, and, like, she's, and, like, it's hard with my daughter now, because, like, technically, I'm not even on the birth certificate.
Okay.
So, I want to get my master's, and I've been coaching football in high school, but it's all under a different name. Like, everything's under a different name. Like, my birth name, if you look it up, you can't find anything before, you know, 12 years ago. And this is, it sounds crazy, and it's crazy talk. I don't talk to anybody about it. Even people I grew up with don't really know everything.
I want to stop right there. I kind of think it's genius. I, for one, think that's great. I think you're sitting on kind of a gold mine. I understand how it could get stressful after a while.
What's the benefit to you? I mean, it's an interesting thing what you're saying here. I think a lot of people like the idea of changing their identity. Is there something you were trying to run away from, that you needed to leave the old identity? Like, that's probably the reason why a lot of people, they did something in their past, they don't want it to be associated with them, that kind of thing. What was your motivation for this?
Pretty much, I kind of screwed up in school originally. It started off just about athletics. I won't say what athletics, what sport, but it started off as an athletic thing. I was 18 when I was actually 20. So that's kind of where it started. And then I've just been living like this ever since.
How does being 18 instead of 20 benefit you in athletics? Does it put you in a different class?
Well, the thing is, okay, here's the thing. Like, with the NCAA, when you start school, your clock starts. You have 5 years to play four.
Mm-hmm.
I basically wasted, because my freshman year, I started school, I dropped out, like, right away. So I lost 2 years of eligibility, and no school is going to take a kid from New Hampshire, and, you know, it's not exactly a hotbed for athletics. So I wanted to start my clock over, and then it turned into, you know, I got in deep, and then that became who I was, and it's just affected a lot of things in my life, and it's made everything super stressful.
Okay, so just to clarify something, so you did this just for the purposes of getting into a college sports program, but you took it further.
Originally,
you took it further. You have an ID under this name?
He said he's got a driver's license.
I just wanted to make sure couldn't remember all the details. So I guess not clear is,
like, I got a driver. I got a driver's license in a state I haven't lived in 8 years.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. And then, you know, like, it affects relationships for sure.
Why? Why does it affect? I mean, if you're only 2 years younger on your driver's license than you actually are, it's not like you're trying to be, you know, 25 and you're actually 50 or 45 or something like that. So it's 2 years is pretty plausible. Why would it affect a relationship? I mean, did you feel like you had to tell her the whole story? Couldn't you have just been the new guy the whole time?
Well, okay. See, that's another thing. Let's just say, like, I met my ex-fiance when she was getting her master's. And she's from, like, a very wealthy family, but not from the United States. So when we got engaged, that brought up a whole bunch of issues. And I didn't want to go through the whole process because she wasn't a citizen. And,
I see what you're saying. You're saying that you think that if you had married this person and then tried to get her citizenship, that the federal government would have found out your real identity and found out you were lying?
Oh, big time,
Okay.
That's definitely that's rain on the parade, isn't it?
Yeah, that does make sense. It's a good point.
And it's just been like, I don't know. And then my daughter's mom, it's become a huge thing. And then she holds it against me on a lot of things. Like, I can't fight her for anything. She gets 100% control.
She'll reveal the truth if you cross her, basically.
100%. 100%. And it's just like everything's super stressful. And like, I'm planning on, like, I'm in school right now. I'm getting my master's right now. I'm planning on being a teacher.
Ooh.
A gym teacher.
Okay.
I want to coach football and be a gym teacher.
So how do you undo this then? I mean, can you just go and grab your original birth certificate and go and get a new ID under your original name or something and just start over with the old name? Go ahead.
Theoretically, I could, but I couldn't. I'd have to start school all over again, and
change your name to the alias that you are legally, and then you'd have a degree in your name?
Oh, I honestly never thought of that.
Well, there you go. Have a nice day. You're welcome. That'll be $100.
Actually, that's about what a name change costs in New Hampshire. It's $130.
Oh, actually, I don't know if you remember. I called in when during the whole COVID thing. I went to Utah for a little bit.
Yeah, no, I remember that call. I didn't know that you were originally from New Hampshire, but, you know, good luck with these changes, man. I don't know how difficult it is in California to change your name.
It probably sucks. It's California.
It probably does. But if you were originally born in New Hampshire and, you know, maybe you could do it here, that might be a way to do it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they've changed it. It's now an online thing. You don't even have to go to court anymore. We actually just learned that because Bonnie's looking at changing her name. You used to have to go to court for like a 30-second court hearing at a probate court after filling out paperwork in the court. Now you don't even have to fill out paperwork in the court. In fact, they don't even let you. You have to go to a website, jump through the hoops, and then presumably, unless there's a reason for them to deny it, it gets approved. So I'd look into that one, PB. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Yeah, I think he's overthinking it.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. No, because he's in too deep.
You know? Yeah, he's in, but he feels in. I think he feels he's in deeper than he actually is.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, we got more coming up here. One more segment in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Maybe time for you if you want to join us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Let's remain, maybe enough time for you if you call now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight it's Ian
and Matt.
And I want to make sure that you know about the Ballad of the Crypto Six. It is a documentary created by independent filmmakers that have decided that it would be a good idea to make a movie about the Crypto Six. If you're not familiar with the Crypto Six, you can check out thecryptosix.com to give you an idea of what happened to some of the co-hosts on this show, including myself in March, including you, Matt. Last year, we had our homes raided by the FBI and several other triple-letter federal agencies as they're attacking us over cryptocurrency. And they've put together an Indiegogo fundraiser for this documentary film that they want to film. They've already done some shooting. They put together a 9-minute long trailer, so you can kind of get a taste for what a feature-length movie would be like. If you go to balladofthecrypto6.com, you can become a backer and earn perks that go from T-shirts to hosting Free Talk Live and possibly even dining with some of your favorite hosts. Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. If you want to join the Indiegogo or watch the trailer, that's Ballad of the Crypto 6. With a numeral 6.
That'd be pretty cool having a listener come be a host for a day or something.
It could be. Let's go to, unless it's Sarah. I don't know if I'd want Sarah to be here.
Sarah, don't send us anymore.
Sarah, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yes. So on the news, they found out there were less speeders. The speeders dropped by 70% ever since they put the speeding cameras. So it was on the TV news. And
so this is your vindication. You're saying that you were right all along. Nah, Sarah wins.
Well, yeah. So remember, yesterday we put the surveillance cameras in front of the cameras because they were being vandalized, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to live right on Montgomery, and I used to get woken up 3 o'clock or 1 o'clock every morning because of the drag racers. I would hear that.
The tires screeching.
Well, no, the going by really fast. Mm-hmm. I just got used to it. It's like I time it 3 or 4 in the morning on Montgomery.
Yeah.
So this way they put the speeding camera. So So there is a reduction of speeders, and they proved it. So, but you know, speeding is a crime. You know, because
it's totally not a crime. It is absolutely not a crime.
Well, you've never been got demolished by a speeder, not yet.
Demolishing someone because you're speeding, demolishing someone because you're driving unsafely is a crime.
Yeah, you can speed and also be driving safely, Sarah. Now, we know you don't understand this because you don't know how to drive.
Well, I don't drive much, but there's no... How can you drive safely and you speed? That's because you don't have an accident. But when you do, you have killed somebody, you demolish somebody's house.
Just speeding does not necessarily lead to an accident.
Oh,
people
yes,
drive safely and speed every single day.
Every day.
Every day. Most people do this. It's just common.
I did 65 in the 55 all over Vermont today.
Okay, but you know something? But there's a time that you will wreck. Well, and the thing is, that's what everybody does, like 10, 15 miles over the speed limit. And you know what they said? We were all doing 70. Raise it up to 70 miles per hour on the freeway. They were doing 90 miles per hour.
You know, there's a place in Germany called the Autobahn, and it's totally unrestricted speed, and it's one of the safest highways in the world.
Why is that?
Oh, yeah. You know what? They get decapitated.
Why is that?
Getting a driver's license in Germany is an arduous task compared to here. There's a lot of driving skill that's required to show. I think Americans should do better at learning how to drive. Most Americans are not very good drivers.
Yeah, I remember thinking when I was a teenager and I went to get my driver's license in Florida, my thought was a monkey could have done that.
Yep.
When I finally completed the thing. It was
it's
very,
pretty
very
clownish.
Easy.
It's just another way for government to take money from people. They don't really care if you actually are competent at your...
So you think that's the reason why the Autobahn is so safe, is because German drivers are better educated?
They're typically driving better cars, for one. They're driving BMWs and Mercedes and, you know, better cars than American cars or Japanese cars. For two, they know how to drive the car. Driving is culturally important to them, whereas in the United States, it's, I need to get from point A to point B, so I need a car. Mm-hmm. I need to load up and take my friends to the mall, you know. In Germany, the culture of driving is kind of a more heralded thing. And they take learning to drive very seriously. Most Germans are going to be a better driver than the average American any day of the week.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. So if you want to weigh in here on any of the things we discussed tonight, you're welcome to. There's one other aspect of the Russian takeover of the eastern part of Ukraine, as we were discussing earlier with the referenda that had been voted on a couple of weekends ago, now being put into place officially by Putin, signing the documents, making it, you know, a done deal, apparently, at least according to Russia. Now, Ukraine and the Western world are going to ignore that, and they're going to continue probably warring over that particular territory. But as of now, Putin has announced that they are transferring Europe's largest nuclear plant. You know, in the midst of all this concern about European power this winter, they're not able to get the gas that they previously were able to from Russia. And now what's happening is Russia now has control over the Zaporozhye nuclear power plant. Europe's largest nuclear plant was located in one of those areas of eastern Ukraine that is now considered, at least by Russia, to be Russia. So that's going to make life even more difficult for anybody that was receiving power from that plant. It will be operated by Russia's state-owned nuclear power giant Rosatom. For now, it will continue to function under Ukrainian-issued licenses until Russian equivalents are obtained, according to the presidential decree issued on Wednesday. This story from RT.com. The move comes as Moscow finalizes the accession of four formerly Ukrainian regions, which we were talking about earlier. And we talked about the votes that the West is calling sham votes. In recent weeks, the power plant had been subjected to repeated missile, artillery, and drone attacks attributed by the Russian military to Ukrainian forces. So their claim is the Ukrainians were attacking their own facility prior to it falling under Russian control. as well as being targeted by saboteurs and apparent attempts to seize the facility from Russian forces. Kyiv, along with multiple Western officials, however, have been blaming Moscow for shelling the nuclear facility that it controls.
These are the dumbest things I've ever heard. That just sounds so stupid to me. Yeah, the finger pointing is so dumb. And I can't imagine, like, with the whole pipeline thing, I can't imagine Russia
bombing their own
oil delivery pipeline. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense. Actually, there was another story about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Apparently, there was a second, what they call string pipeline down there that did not get damaged during the attack. So they're saying it may still be possible for Russia to supply Germany with that natural gas that's in the other pipeline. So it's not completely demolished.
Is that what they are? They're natural gas?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's liquefied natural gas. So I'm not 100% sure on that. But that's what's in, down there, some form of natural gas in that pipeline. So apparently there is still an operating pipeline down there. It wasn't totally demolished by this sabotage. I mean, some of it was destroyed, but the secondary stream or whatever is still down there. But again, it would still require the German government to say yes, basically, to flip the switch politically and say, okay, we do want to be warm this winter after all. We'll take the deal.
Could you imagine if people just owned those pipelines and they wanted to make money from each other and get goods and services back and forth? They would just do it.
Right, without having to go through government first.
Yeah, no governments. Let's all be warm. Let's buy some fuel from each other and be warm.
The Zaporizhzhia plant was seized by the Russian military early in the ongoing conflict. Until now, however, it has remained under Ukrainian management. Russia sent troops, of course, as you know, back in February, citing Kyiv's failure to implement the Minsk agreements designed to give the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk special status within the Ukrainian state. The protocols brokered by Germany and France were signed in 2014, and the former Ukrainian president, Pyotr Poroshenko, has since admitted that Kyiv's main goal was to use the ceasefire to buy time and create powerful armed forces. And now Russia has seen to it that this vote happened. Whether or not it was a legitimate vote will never be decided upon. The sides will never agree to this, so it's likely going to be something that is fought over. And it doesn't have to be. Ukraine could just say, okay, see ya,
yep,
and then end this conflict right there. It would
Bye.
Be over. But no, they don't want to do
no,
that.
No, it's got to be hard. Everything's got to be difficult.
Because if they end the conflict, that's the end of the billions of dollars in aid from the United States and the other.
Yeah, they're being incentivized to keep it hot.
And, of course, the more they pour money in, foreign money into this, the more disempowered and enslaved the Western people become to this whole conflict. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow night. Free talk.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.